Not long ago, I was in a novelty store because I am a fan of hilarity. And I noticed they're still making the gag peanut brittle. You know, it's like, looks like a can of peanut brittle. And then you open it up, and then snakes fly out! Ah! What a great prank! I think the best time to get someone with this gag was the 1800s. You know, like, before entertainment was invented. When people just sat around and stared at an open fire. What I noticed was they have updated the packaging on the can to make it look more modern, because that was the problem. But some enterprising head of a novelty company called his top man in, "Gentlemen, this is unacceptable. No one would be fooled by this outdated-looking can of peanut brittle. I want 5 modern fonts on my desk by 5 o'clock. 5 by 5. Yes, I know it's a Saturday." But they did it. They got that shit done. Because now, if you were to come up to me and say, "Hey, Paul, would you care for some canned peanut brittle?" I would, of course, say, "Oh, canned peanut brittle. The most common snack in all the world. I'd love some. I think I like it so much because I'm just so used to eating it. You know, just peanut brittle out of the can. I mean, you should see my home. You can barely open the door because all the empty peanut brittle cans lying all over the place. Here's my routine. Every week when I go to the market, I head straight to the brittle aisle. Look to see they have peanut. Do they have a case in cans? They do. Perfect. Load up my car, and then I just start popping those cans open and eating the brittle inside. Love canned peanut brittle. Love it. I love it because you can get it anywhere. You just see it all over the place. You can buy it at the gas station. You can buy it at a greeting card shop. You can buy it by the side of the highway. There's just peanut brittle in cans all over the place. So, yes, when you say to me, "Paul, would you like some canned peanut brittle?" I have no reason to be suspicious. Whoa, why did I just say that? I owe you an apology. Here you are, nice enough to offer me some canned peanut brittle, a snack we've established is very common. And I bring suspicion into it? Shame on me. So, if your offer still stands, yes, I would love to enjoy some canned peanut brittle, a snack so common it might as well be water for how much you find it laying around on God's green earth. No, no, no. I will open up the can. You have done enough. Oh, it's a twist off. Very convenient. Oh, my God! Oh! Oh! Oh, let me catch my breath for a second. Oh, oh, my heart is beating like a jackrabbit. Did you see what just happened? Oh. Oh. You were nice enough to offer me some canned peanut brittle. Now, I don't know where you got this particular can. One of 1,000 stores in the area, I'm sure. As I was getting ready to enjoy my umpteenth helping a day of the sugary treat, instead of being greeted by the familiar scent of canned peanut brittle, what should happen? But 2 venomous cobras jumped out of the can. One of them tried to hook my eyeball with a fang as he gained his freedom. I'm sorry, what did you just say? Still a little... My ears. Blood in my ears. From the horror. Metal springs encased in vinyl. Sir, you have fooled me twice.
Why did you ask me if I've seen the movie Diggers?
I don't know.
You were just wondering.
Yeah, well, I ever since I was, when did that come out? 2007?
2007 or something.
Yeah, when I first saw the word, you know, the little movie Diggers.
You did a double take.
Yeah, I did. I didn't think, like, wait a minute, no.
It was a...
No, that's not right.
Silly Paul Rudd movie. I had never heard of that. I might have to rent Diggers. Because now I'm somewhat curious. So what else is going on, buddy?
Well, one of our little buddies called into the show finally. We got our first caller.
Well, Jesse's called a couple of times to yell at me for talking about religion and politics, but
speaking of which, we'll go back to that guns are politics, right? Does that count or no?
I don't know. I'm not entirely sure what the
Well, to me it's not a politics issue, cuz I'm one of the few Democrats that actually has guns, so I don't see it as a political thing, but we'll chalk it up. We'll call that politics. I'll go into religion later.
Well, the funny thing about our voicemail system is that they give you a written transcript of the call. So I get an email whenever someone leaves a message and they you know, tell me what is said. But it's not entirely accurate. And so I would like to read to you the transcript of this message from your buddy. "Hey, it's terrible from the World of Warcraft. I just listened to your new podcast, and I wanted to come for prayer 5. Some things, I am not 350 pounds. I'm only 296, and it's because this will happen with them. I'm well. I might be male, as in the male, not male, like you got male in the mail. I lost my place now. I might be male in real life. I'm, all, we're going to be out of the chow because coarse cock smoker. I mean may, pure love the way I check my body goal chart, the way you spoke. Roby mixture hurt my feelings with my mom said it was me, she heard you and your friends talking about me what she was cleaning my room. I will never upload another movie's meat. Actually, my cell phone dancing, sending you to karaoke songs anymore home. I think it an apology. I know. I promise never to tell them why you do the karaoke bits, but you hurt me first. Tell the world how much you slash how much would love slash moaning and slash jamming. This is my leave. No missed flight. I'd give you a virtual Red Wings achievement, backstabbing ASAP. I slash love you so much, course clock, okay? So much. Please apologize, we can get together and I dreams. And in our world, hopefully we're craft anyways. Hope the podcast, guys. Keep them coming. Lucky was a funny. Hey, no. Say hi to Koss, that's. Hey there."
Awesome possum. Should we play the actual?
"Hey, it's Terrible from the World of Warcraft. I just listened to your new podcast, and I wanted to clarify some things. I am not 350 pounds. I'm only 296, and it's because of the slow metabolism. And while I might be male in real life, I'm all woman in the reality that counts. Besides, horse cock smoker. I mean, Napier loves the way I shake my body in Goldshire. The way you spoke about me, Napier, hurt my feelings, and even my mom said it was mean. She heard you and your friends talking about me while she was cleaning my room. I will never upload another movie of me touching myself while dancing semi-nude to your karaoke songs anymore unless I get an apology. I know I promise never to tell them why you do the karaoke bits, but you hurt me first. Tell the world how much you love slash moaning and slash jamming your fist in my loose gnomish twat. I gave you your virtual Red Wings achievement, you backstabbing asshat. I slash love you so much, horse cock smoker. So much. Please apologize so we can be together in our dreams and in our world of Warcraft. Anyways, I love the podcast, guys. Keep them coming. You fucking rock. You boys are funny as shit. Hey, Nugs, say hi to Pumpkin Tits. Later.
Did he say hey there at the end?
Yeah.
Hey there? Isn't that how you start a conversation?
Yeah.
I'm confused. Why would you end a conversation with hey there? Oh. You said he was Canadian, didn't you?
Yeah.
Is that a Canadian thing?
It must be like, you know, Portain.
Maybe it's cultural. I don't know. Interesting. So, yeah, Google Voice took a few liberties with that, I would say.
I see.
So, I was sitting around thinking the other day. You remember the old Charlie Brown shit when... whenever like a teacher or their mom or something talked, it was wah 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 wah.
Yep.
Was that ever explained as to like why it is that you couldn't understand? Is it like supposed to be like you're watching it from Charlie Brown's point of view and Charlie Brown doesn't give a fuck what his teacher's saying? Or I mean, like, what is the reasoning behind that?
I don't know. I don't really like Charlie Brown.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And so, I mean, like, why do you think they made the decision, you know, hey, you know, these minor characters that you don't actually see won't actually be saying anything. They'll just be making wah-wah-wah-wah-wah noises, and we're supposed to understand it. Or they, I guess we're not supposed to understand it. They understand it.
Well, maybe they just didn't want to pay... the writers or
well, somebody has to,
voice actors.
Are the sounds like instruments or something, or is it like a person?
It's a person saying wah wah
wah wah wah wah. Like, do you pay like a lesser rate if they're not saying actual words?
Well, it's probably the same voice actors that are doing the little kids.
Huh. I was just wondering, because I was thinking, like, they all have giant heads.
Yep.
Do you think that, like, somehow Charlie Brown's mom was like damaged from giving birth to that giant head to where like her voice is just forever fucked up?
No, it's cool because when it's big like that, they put in the extra stitch.
Oh, so they just, you know, they can fix her right up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that message was pretty funny, actually.
I enjoyed it.
Kind of funny, you know. I've wondered if that number even works because nobody ever calls it.
Nope, nobody.
Yeah.
People listen all the goddamn time.
Yeah.
They steal our bandwidth. They don't give us any entertainment like we do them. Where I say fuck.
Yeah.
Talk about titties.
So the thing on Facebook this week, which I participated in just because I thought it was fun, that everybody was changing their profile picture to their favorite cartoon character from their youth. And the reasoning behind this was it was some kind of thing about ending child abuse.
How the fuck is that going to keep some drunk redneck from pounding back a fifth of gin and beating the shit out of his kid?
You think like a guy that beats the shit out of his kid's going to go to check his wall and see that, you know, hey, there's Mighty Mouse.
I guess I ain't going to kick the shit out of my kid today.
No shit.
He's just, oh, you know, I was thinking about taking off my belt and hitting my daughter with the buckle end. But, you know, I got me on that Facebook, and I saw a Ninja Turtle. In fact, it was Donatello. And Donatello was my favorite Ninja Turtle. And so maybe today I'll just get me out Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze. And me and my daughter will watch it together.
You know, I wanted to hit you in the face with this old cordless telephone. But to be quite honest, I saw a picture of Raggedy Andy today. And I'll be damned if my heart didn't change. I love you, boy. I know you got problems, and Asperger's is a real syndrome. And you can't help being antisocial and smelling the way you do. I think it's my fault for beating you so much you can't bathe yourself. But today, I think I'm gonna let you be who you are. And I'm not gonna bop you upside the goddamn mouth until your lips bleed and send you to school telling your goddamn teachers that you fell down a goddamn staircase.
I'll be damned if I didn't see them Fraggle Rock fellas and say, I can't hit this boy anymore. He came from my balls.
That's my seed. I put that in my woman instead of putting it in my sock.
And sure, he can go see the trash heap, and the trash heap can give him quality advice about life. That's just the way things work.
Speaking of little kids,
yeah,
my lady friend has a little sister,
mm-hmm.
And she's 5, 6, around in that age group, 5 or 6.
5 or 6.
Yeah. Remember the shows we had when we were little kids?
Yeah.
Like, Voltron.
Voltron was fucking awesome.
And Transformers. You know what this little kid watches?
What?
This fucking little goddamn show called Ni Hao Kai Lin.
That sounds Asian.
It is Asian, except for it's not Asian. It's this little fucking cartoon in Flash animation, and all this little girl does is run around and speak Chinese and
so
tell
people. So it's
not
even in English?
Well, no, it's in English, but they teach you Chinese words.
Why? Is that so that when China finally comes over here for their money and we can't pay them back and they take us over with their billions and billions of little bike riding fellows?
Yeah. Now, you know what I don't understand? There's an Asian nation across the goddamn fucking ocean right next to China. In fact, there are three of them, and they're all our little buddies.
Yeah.
There's the South Vietnamese, there's the South Koreans, and there's the Japanese.
Yeah.
All of those countries either like us or pretend to like us.
Uh-huh.
China doesn't pretend to like us. So, why don't they just have them speak in one of those goddamn languages?
I don't know. So you mean, why does it... I guess it's made in China, but...
No, like, it isn't. It's a Nick cartoon.
You don't think Nickelodeon buys Chinese cartoons?
No. The animators are all in, like, Korea.
But...
Yeah.
Are we, like, so lazy that we don't even make our own cartoons anymore?
No, we still do.
Didn't they say something not too long ago about how The Simpsons is animated in Korea?
Yeah, The Simpsons has been made in Korea for a while.
So, we're too lazy to make our own cartoons now?
No, we still make them, yeah.
That's depressing. That depresses the shit out of me.
Pixar?
And like, we wonder, do we make anything anymore? Is there anything that America makes?
Yeah.
Like what?
Guns, cars.
Snuggies?
We make gasoline. We make a good amount of gasoline.
Yeah.
Well, we don't like...
But when we get the raw materials from somewhere else.
Yeah, but we make the gasoline here.
Yeah. Dance your cares away.
I mean,
journey to another day. Down a Fraggle Rock. Down Fraggle Rock. Remember Fraggle Rock?
I never watched Fraggle Rock.
Oh. So all of my Fraggle Rock references were lost on you earlier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what do you Not all of them. I remember the trash heap.
Yeah, the trash heap?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that big ass sheep dog?
Yeah.
That chased them back into their hole?
Mm hmm. Every goddamn week. Man, fuck that sheepdog.
Fucking love that show. But shit's watching fucking Japanese shit or Chinese shit now. Fucking Fraggle Rock was the shit.
Why can't they make a show that doesn't have our little children's learning some godforsaken communist language? I mean, there's China, there's Japanese,
but
there's
what
Korean.
What would be the benefit of having a show on television that teaches children Chinese words? I mean, like, why would they need to know Chinese words?
It's culture.
Is this a popular show?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. Huh. I mean, it's for cultural understanding, and I get all that shit.
I mean, I could see, you know, teaching us Spanish words. I mean...
Oh, well, they already got Dora for that.
I mean, in your life, you're going to need some Spanish.
No.
I mean, you know, more sooner than later.
I'm not the biggest fan of Mexico.
Yeah.
Not necessarily Mexicans, just the area. It's too goddamn hot and dry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you find dead bodies all over the goddamn place down there.
Are they just, you know, you just pass them? You're like, oh, hey.
No, they leave them there. You know, like, you throw your trash out to the curb.
Uh-huh.
There's a pile of headless bodies laying in the river.
Just laying out there?
Well, I mean, for a little while till they go out and get them out.
Who goes and gets them? Is there, like, dead body removal service?
I think, yeah, well, I mean somebody's
just,
got to.
Do you
I
just
mean,
call them up? Like,
well, you know, call
I mean,
the, you
around
call
here,
cops.
I'm seeing more and more of the trucks that go and pick up the dog shit.
Yeah.
Like, do they just have, like, dead body removal service? Like, you just,
well,
you know,
we have
there's,
dead
there's,
body.
There's a hotline number that you call, and you're like, hey, found a dead body. You know, it's at such and such and such and such.
Well, over here, the ambulance comes and gets them.
The ambulance?
The ambulance.
But you know, I don't know.
So I don't understand it. Why can't they teach them Japanese?
I don't know.
The Japanese are our friends. And
isn't it all the same thing anyway?
No.
I mean, you know, to us.
Well, not to me.
Yeah.
Probably to you.
But I mean, generally. I mean...
They don't look the same either.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
They're little yellow people. You see them and you just,
no,
you know,
they have,
hey there, guy.
They have different facial features. Like
what?
Okay. At least, okay, look at the Filipinos. They got kind of like the, kind of like pushed in kind of noses. The Chinese have like a really round face. Japanese
don't,
have more of a slender kind
don't
of...
Don't they all vary, like, I mean, you know, you say they all have pushed in noses, but do Chinese people not have any pushed in noses?
No, they do, but I mean, it's a prominent feature, like Italians, you know, they're kind of hairy.
Yeah.
Like a lot of them are really, like the women.
Oh, no.
Fucking hairy.
Keep going, okay? Italians are hairy.
Yeah.
Filipinos have pushed in noses.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Irish are, you know, redheads and
yeah.
fair-skinned.
And they drink a lot.
Yeah.
And they wear only green.
No, not all of them.
Yeah, they do. They all wear green.
No, I've seen them not wear green.
And they
green.
All have pots of gold.
No, three of them don't.
That are that are at the ends of rainbows. They carry purple horseshoes in their pocket.
I don't think they're purple.
Yeah, they are.
No.
They're purple. And they
They're not purple.
They don't have planes, they just take hot air balloons.
No,
that's absolutely true.
They don't have hot air balloons.
Yes, they do, absolutely.
Where did they get hot air
balloons?
That's
how they travel.
They can't travel by hot air balloon.
Like if I said to you, hey, let's go to Wendy's, we would just hop in our hot air balloon and go. That's how it works. I'm sorry. You're looking at me like I'm crazy, but that's
I don't think they have hot air balloons.
The way they travel.
Where do they get all the fuel for them?
For the hot air balloons?
Yeah, the hot air balloon fuel.
I don't know. Does hot air balloons take like a special kind of fuel?
I would think so.
Or is it just like regular old fuel?
I don't think they burn gasoline in those things. Maybe it's not. It can't be kerosene.
I need to look this up because I was thinking that would be like a cost effective way to travel, but you know, not if you have to buy like special fuel. That's probably expensive. Hot air balloon fuel. Hot air balloon fuel through the line and the force the fuel. What fuel do hot air balloons use?
Better hope whatever page you go to doesn't have fucking flash.
Hotairballooning.com. Ballooning FAQ. Propane is the most common fuel, but butane is sometimes used in remote areas when propane is not available.
Where the fuck is propane not available?
I don't know, but propane's fairly cheap, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, yeah, let's all just get our hot air balloons, be like the Irish.
Yeah.
And just fly around in our hot air balloons. I see this being very, very good for us.
I think you'd be too crowded with all the hot air balloons.
You think like we'd just start bumping into each other?
Well, how do you time it to where you go down where you want to?
But I mean, you know, you could really, I mean, you remember when George Jetson was in traffic and he would just like go above traffic and like fly down?
Yeah, like he was the one person to think
of
that.
Yeah, he was the only guy to think of that. He was like, you know, everybody else is just waiting in the middle of the air. And he thinks, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm going to go above them a foot and a half. And nobody else thought of it.
Yeah, just
George Jetson was an innovator. And see, I think that if you varied, you know, your height, then, you know, we could fit a lot of hot air balloons up there.
Every time I hear about the Jetsons, I think of an old black joke that I heard when I was little.
Was there any Jetsons or black Jetsons?
No.
Where were all the black people?
They weren't there.
You know, there weren't any black people in the Flintstones either.
Nope.
So, like, in the past and the future, as far as Hanna-Barbera is concerned, no black people.
Yep. And you barely ever even saw them on Scooby-Doo either.
And why did the daughter have white hair? She's way too young to be gray.
No, it was a dye job.
Oh.
Because she was crazy.
Or is that just like a cosmic thing? Like, hey, I'm way cool, I have white hair. See, because white hair doesn't run in that family. I mean, if you look at, you know, the two parents, they're both redheads.
Yep.
So how the fuck's she going to get white-ass hair?
I don't know how they get a little blonde.
You know who had white hair?
Who?
The robot maid.
Oh.
She had a little white thing on her head. Maybe he fucked the maid. And they had, like, the baby in secret.
Maybe the maid fucked the woman.
That's a good point.
I mean, it's a robot. It doesn't necessarily...
Yeah, I mean, just because it talks like a woman, who knows? It could have a big robot dick.
Yep. You just robot sperm.
You just never know.
You can't know. It's the future.
Right.
I mean, they already killed all the black people.
Do you think that's what happened? Or do you think that, like, all of them were smart enough to go a little bit higher and try to get through traffic and they were all in jail? See, because the cops, they'll pull your ass over for that.
Maybe it's like Ladue, you know, where they just can't live in that area.
Oh, so you think the black people of the Jetsons, like, are living in a different, less cosmic way?
Yeah, I mean,
like, they don't have those little nutrition cubes. Like, you know, they're still going to McDonald's and getting some chicken McNuggets.
Yeah, I mean, look at it this way. George Jetson lives in St. Charles,
yeah.
10 years ago in the future.
Yeah.
They just, like, the black people, there were black people, they just haven't discovered that area. Like, that's just not their part of town.
They haven't gotten there yet?
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, how long was the Jetsons on? They just never found it? I mean, you'd think you'd see at least one.
No, they were like, in the sky,
you'd
dude.
You'd think that, like, George Jetson would go to work and, like, clock in, and, like, the janitor would walk by and he'd be a black... Actually, no.
The janitor...
All janitors were all robots.
Yeah.
Huh. Did the black people have robots?
Everybody had a robot.
Wow. Why wouldn't you just send your robot to work? I mean, like, why wouldn't you say, hey, Rosie, go deal with Spaceman Sprocket today. I'm going to stay home. Well, like, I mean, does he not get paid if he sends his robot? The robot's still going to do the work.
Well, think of it this way. Why would an employer hire somebody who's just going to send in their goddamn robot?
Why would an employer hire anybody to begin with if there's robots available? I mean, like, you know, if that dude was getting pissed off at George Jetson all the fucking time. George Jetson was always right about to get fired. If he was always right about to get fired, why didn't he just hire a robot and tell George Jetson to go fuck himself?
Wasn't George's job basically to push buttons?
Exactly! And the fucking robot can do that!
And wasn't it like a singular button?
Yeah, he pressed a button. And then, like, you know, Mr. Spacely would just pop up on the big-ass screen and, Jetson, you're fired! And then somehow he'd get his job back eventually. But, like, by then, couldn't you just bought a robot to press the button and be like, you know, I feel kind of bad for, you know, firing old George with his, you know, tiny-ass little chubby dickhead kid and, you know, his whore daughter.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, they got a lot going for them, and now they're going to have to move, you know, to an area where black people live.
And obviously.
Yeah, that's a bummer. But this robot does the same fucking thing. I don't have to pay him shit, because he's a fucking robot. He doesn't
exactly.
take lunch breaks. He doesn't get on my ass.
He doesn't come in smelling of, you know, bourbon and cheap cigars.
Yeah.
He doesn't smoke his goddamn cigarillos out on the porch.
Yeah. And you know what? We don't even have to pay the moving sidewalk bill anymore because this fucking robot's got wheels.
Exactly.
Fucking robot can just...
He could
roll around.
He couldn't even use the sidewalk if he wanted to. The wheels are all fucked up.
That fucking lazy cocksucker's fucking standing there while I wheel him in on a flat escalator... Fuck that guy.
You know what I don't understand?
What?
How could you just push a button all day long and not, like, go into, like, a comatose, like, dial tone?
Well, and my question is, if your only fucking job is to press a button all day, and you can't fucking do that without your boss constantly getting pissed and firing you... You're a retarded-ass motherfucker.
You know
all
I
you
think
gotta
it is?
Do is clock in on time and press a button.
You know what I think it is? George Jetson is the Clayton of the future. Spacely only has him employed to constantly threaten somebody's job on a daily basis and know that if he gets fired, he's going to be out on the street.
Yeah.
So he has to go in there daily. Spacey's just looking at him, pushing that button, like, stop pushing that button for one goddamn second, you little faggot.
I fucking dare you. I fucking dare you to not press that button.
That button is meaningless.
Just do it once.
That button serves no purpose. It doesn't do anything. It's just that dude on a surveillance camera watching, like, he stops doing it, I'm going to fucking fire his ass. The kids are going to die on the street.
Come on.
And his whore daughter's going to be sucking dick all goddamn day long. And I swear to God, I'm going to make that fucking happen. I'm going to make it happen right now. Fuck you, George, just sitting there watching him, and George knows it. Every goddamn, he's just got to sit there and push that button, constantly afraid for his house, and for his kid, and for his whore daughter.
He's got calluses on that pointer finger, because that's all he does all day.
And in 10 years, like, it's going to be horribly arthritic, and the size of a melon. He's going to have one dick finger, and he's going to be like, well, fuck you, it was a $60,000 a year job. Fuck you, faggot. I made my money.
Oh.
I bought my wife gold-encrusted dildos.
Yeah.
She shoved them in her butt and pooped out bricks.
Oh, man. Mr. Sprocket, what did he even sell?
Sell sprockets.
Sprockets?
Yeah.
That's convenient that, you know, he was named Sprocket and he sells sprockets.
Yeah.
I mean, you know... That works out well. Or do you think that he changed his name so that he had, like, you know, a cool marketable name?
Well,
like,
do you think Bob Lowcar or Bob's what is that little the used car dealer dudes? They're like, oh, come down to Bob's Super Garage. I'm Bob's Super Garage. Like, no, you're not, faggot.
Bob's Super Garage. Wouldn't that be funny if he got into gay porn and not selling cars? That would take on a whole different meaning, wouldn't it?
Normally, if you're thinking a dude named Bob's Super Garage, he don't look like a dude you want to see getting fucked. He's a dude that obviously does his fucking with his clothes on.
Come on down to Bob's Super Garage. I'm Bob's Super Garage.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
God damn.
Sometimes you just got to talk about the Jetsons for 20 minutes.
Exactly.
You know, it just happens.
And you know what? Fuck the Jetsons. I said it.
Yeah. Do you want to do a Napier karaoke this week?
No, my voice can't do it.
No?
No.
But you should do a Christmas song or something. Well,
Christmas is half a month away.
I know, but...
I intend to come back here before Christmas is out.
Who knows? You know... No Christmas Napier?
No, we're doing Christmas Napier.
Christmas Napier. Well, that... We gotta do a couple of Christmas hits, I would think, because, you know, you gotta bring your dancing shoes next week, because we'll have to do some, you know, Christmas Napier.
Yeah.
We are almost to our year anniversary of doing the show.
Really?
Yeah. We started it first week of January, I think. So we're almost to a year. Have we ever done anything for a whole year?
Pizza Hut.
Yeah. That was... We should do the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Secret Santa. All of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, cast members or staff members or whatever, should get a secret...
Actually, you're our only staff member. Nobody else is on staff. It's not like they're working the microphones. They're plugging shit in. So,
and it wouldn't be much of a secret because there's only two of us.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I got you. Got your Christmas gift, Mike.
Oh, it was you. You got me. That's awesome.
Fuck. I mean, when we put our names in the hat, I was like, fuck, I hope I don't get mine. I mean, if I got mine, I wasn't going to say anything. I wasn't going to let you find out.
I wouldn't know. I mean, I wouldn't even know the difference.
I know.
Until I pulled, you know, my name out of the hat.
I mean, it'd be awkward when we all got in for the party. It's like, oh, Napier, who's your Secret Santa? Oh, I don't know. I'll just put my present in the thing.
We could
put in the pile.
We could put our presents in the pile, yeah, and then, you know, we take turns picking.
I mean, like, yeah.
That would be the easier way to do it. Take turns picking, you know, who gets what present.
Dag.
Yeah. I guess, it, you know... Huh. Yeah, that wouldn't work, would it?
No, it would work.
We need more friends.
We got friends. They just all don't come around.
We need more friends.
You know who would never come do this podcast?
Who?
Joey.
Why?
Because Joey don't have the balls.
Ooh. Wow.
I said it.
That would be a fun Secret Santa, though.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. I'd get dildos, scented candles, and a bear mace.
You know what? Dildo scented candles. Has that ever been done?
Dildo scented candles?
Do you think that there would be a market for that?
I'm pretty sure you can just burn plastic. I mean...
Yeah, but no, like to replicate the dildo scent.
Old rubber and twat?
Yeah. There would be... People buy used panties. I mean, wouldn't it be just as easy to, you know, make a, you know, a twat-scented candle? That you could just, like, you know, the scent of twat around in your apartment?
Are these pre-twatted, or are they just, like, artificially twatted?
Well, I mean, it'd be like a candle, you see. Like, and it would have artificial scent, but, like, you know, it would still be... Or could you somehow get real scent into a candle? How do you get the scent into the wax? Do you know the answer to that?
How do you get the... It's an oil.
So so you make the oil you get with the scent? Oil.
You get twat
oil. Can you
oil.
Get twat oil? Is that something that you could acquire?
Well, I mean...
Do you mix oil with something that smells like it to make oil that's scented like something?
Well, no, you don't... I guess you could.
I mean, like, when you have, like, a cinnamon candle...
Yeah.
There isn't cinnamon involved at any point. It's just, like,
well, no, replicating there might
the
be.
Scent somehow.
It's not like they take cinnamon chunks... And put in the candle.
No, no.
But they take, like, they extract oil from the little cinnamon things, and then they put it in there.
So could you extract twat oil?
I'd do it once a week.
Yeah?
Teehee.
Well, then you could make twat-scented candles, in theory, correct?
Yeah.
Napier, that might be... our first idea that could really, you know, make us some serious money. That could finance our dildo field.
I think it could.
Hmm. Twat-scented candles. I'm serious, though. There is a big market on the internet for with pervs that buy used panties.
You know, there's
I've seen them sold on Twitter. I've seen them sold on eBay. I've seen them sold on Craigslist. People buy used panties. And the only reason to buy used panties is so that you can get that scent.
Yeah.
And so what I'm saying is, if you could somehow make a twat-scented candle... that just replicates that scent, people would buy it.
You know in Japan they have used panty vending machines?
Really?
Yeah.
Like just on the street?
Yeah.
Or like in special places?
Well, in special places in the street.
Huh. And like, do they just have employees that... you know, put on underwear and do 20 jumping jacks and then take them off and can them? I mean, like, how do they acquire all these panties?
Well, what they probably do is they, you know, pay a field of ladies, however many a field is.
Yeah.
And they get them to watch, you know, dirty romance novels and start, you know, banging twats.
Yeah. And, like, if you get one that doesn't have, like, enough aroma, can you, like, be pissed off and
I'm sure they
back?
Check it before they put it in there.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, but there's got to be there's got to be an inspector.
For some reason, and this doesn't make any sense whatsoever why I made this connection, but when you said that and, like, you were talking about your field of ladies, that I just thought of, like when a Foghorn Leghorn used to, like, duck into the hen house and,
yeah.
you know, like, check in on all the ladies. I just imagined him, like, you know, ducking into the hen house and, like, collecting all the panties. And for some reason, Foghorn Leghorn came to mind immediately when you said that. And that makes no sense whatsoever. I feel like beating up a kid now. Is that weird?
I think Foghorn Leghorn used to rape those chickens.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, and you know, like... When he took the little kid, the little bookworm kid with the glasses.
Yeah.
Like, he's the only dude. So that's that dude's father. I mean, it has to be.
There's no other roosters.
There's no other roosters.
But why else would he do it?
He had to fuck the dude's mom, and he felt bad about it, and was like, fuck it. I'll take this kid out. And you know, then he called him a faggot because he doesn't know how, you know, how to play baseball or anything. He took the kid out simply because, you know, he wanted to fuck the kid's mom. I mean, that's,
yeah.
you know, of course.
Well, obviously he already did.
Yeah.
That's just his weekend. That's his Sunday.
Oh, that's his weekend?
Yeah, that's his court-ordered visit.
But that's never explained. I mean, I guess, like, as an adult, you watch that, and that's the assumption that you make. But when you're a kid, you're just thinking, oh, you know, this guy's a big nerd. And, you know, it's kind of a dicky, elitist message to be sending to children. Like, you know... hey, you know, it's totally fucking lame to like books. You should be out playing, you know, throwing a baseball and I guess it is, though.
I think maybe Foghorn was black.
Yeah. No, Foghorn was like a racist white chicken, wasn't he?
No, I thought...
He had that I say" kind of thing going.
Really?
I say," you know. He was like kind of a southern Kentucky Fried Chicken almost kind of guy.
Normally with southerners, you don't really get that whole, they encourage the book reading.
Yeah.
Not even a little.
I see we have ourselves a reader.
Why do you read? So I don't become a waffle waitress. I miss you, Bill Hicks.
That's great. So I don't become a waffle waitress. Oh, good time.
I still say Dennis Leary stole that man's fucking material.
They are very similar. You know what? I never made that connection until you said something. But yeah, they do pretty much have the same act, don't they?
Yeah, except for Bill Hicks was doing it 5 years before Dennis Leary went
and
on.
And better. Yeah. And funnier. But, you know, Dennis Leary really doesn't do it. I mean, he acts now. He doesn't really do it.
He doesn't really act now. What has Dennis Leary ever done?
He's been on Rescue Me. That's been on for like 6 or 7 seasons.
Yeah, Rescue Me before that.
The Ref.
The Ref.
One of the greatest movies ever.
Yeah.
I would put The Ref probably in my top 30.
I'd say it's in my top 30.
Yeah.
But what about that one movie he did? What was it called? Dog?
Dog? Oh, it was D-A-W-G, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He made like 5 movies with Elizabeth Hurley that all went straight to DVD.
And they all were shit.
And they were all shit, yeah. I think he just wanted to fuck Elizabeth Hurley.
I think he did fuck Elizabeth Hurley.
Well, as well he should.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Somebody's got to fuck her.
Yeah. I mean, are you going to do it?
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fuck that with a goddamn stolen dick. I wouldn't fuck that with my worst enemy's dick.
Really?
Yep.
She was she the one that Hugh Grant cheated on with that giant black hooker?
Yeah.
That was Elizabeth Hurley, wasn't
yep.
it? So he was like, I have Elizabeth Hurley at home. I'm going to go fuck a giant black hooker.
What should I do today? Either fuck Elizabeth Hurley or go snort coke off a Puerto Rican whore's ass.
I'm on the way home from a long day of being the luckiest blinky prick ever. For some reason, people allow me to be in movies even though I look like a piece of shit with eyes that blinks way too much. Ooh, 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 hello, ooh, hello. And then I'm going to go home. But wait, on the way home to Elizabeth Hurley...
And
her vagina.
And tits.
And her tits. I am going to fuck a gigantic black hooker.
You know what? I don't... Elizabeth Hurley or a street-walking prostitute in the middle of downtown Georgia. Or downtown Atlanta.
A giant black streetwalker.
It doesn't have to be black. Although
she was black!
Yeah, she was black.
But you're saying like, it doesn't have to be. Of course it doesn't have to be. But it was! It was a giant black hooker with a crooked wig.
Speaking of hookers, do you remember when Eddie Murphy got caught with that transvestite?
No.
Yeah.
I missed that one.
Okay, it was around the time Beverly Hills Cop 3 came out. And they caught him with a transvestite hooker.
Do they have, like, if you get a transvestite...
kids' movies.
If you get a transvestite hooker, do you have to, like, pre-qualify? Like, do you have to say, I'm in the market for a transvestite hooker? Or is it, like, a surprise? Or do they say, like, you know, hey, buddy, I know, you know, you're in the mood for a hooker, but just let you know I got a dick? Or I mean, like, how does that work? Is it just assumed that... I mean, who asks is what I'm asking. Is it his responsibility to ask for a transvestite hooker? Is it their responsibility to say, I'm a transvestite hooker?
Well, that depends. I mean, if you're only paying for a blowjob,
yeah,
you're not really going to find out.
Yeah. But also, is getting a blowjob from a transvestite hooker cheaper or more expensive?
Depends on how good the blowjob is, I guess.
Is the quality of the blowjob determines the price of the blowjob?
I would assume.
So, I mean, like, like, you know, it's like getting a raise. You know, if you've done your job for like a year or so, you know, you've put in your time, you know, you've really honed your craft. I mean, do you eventually get a raise to where, you know, I'm not giving any more $25 blowjobs. I'm now making $32.50.
Well, I'm sure you could set that price after so long.
But I mean, you know, but then does word of mouth, which is funny, does word of mouth get around, you know, hey, this guy, you know, he's been around, he's given some good blowjobs in his day, you know, so he asks for an extra $7.50.
No, you don't say, you know, him, probably just want to say
it, them,
taffy or whatever.
Or like just
calling.
Completely take out the, you know, just, you know, say like them, they.
No, you don't say them or they, you say, you know, whatever their hooking name is.
So, like, Cinnamon gives great blowjobs.
Yeah, you want to go down to Cinnamon.
And like, do guys that get hookers and hang out with other guys, like, you know, tell their success stories to other guys who get hookers? Like, man, I had a really good time with, you know, Bananas the other day.
Yeah.
I don't know why all of my hookers have food names, but, you know, why not?
They all got food names.
It is.
Or liquor names.
Oh, Peaches. Oh, Peaches.
Oh, Doers.
Let me tell you what. The other day, I was totally hanging out with Corona Light, and let me tell you, she gives great blowjobs. She's making $40 a blowjob, but they're totally worth it. You'll even want to tip her.
Exactly.
Well, the other thing is, like, when you come to a prostitute, would you want, like, experience? I mean, that wouldn't be a good thing, wouldn't it? Because that would be like used up. But at the same time, they would, like, you know, get better.
Well,
with their skills.
You would. Well, I'm sure, you know, the people who buy prostitutes,
yeah,
are just out there to get their dick sucked. I mean,
yeah. But do you want someone who's sucked less dick or more dick when it comes to prostitutes? I mean, not like with who's,
well,
like,
if I'm paying for it, I would hope so. I mean,
you would
obviously we can't treat this like, you know, an old grizzled mechanic in the middle of some shop somewhere. Like, yeah, the dude probably knows exactly what he's doing. I don't know if I want his mouth around my dick.
So the guy with the dirtiest shirt is probably, you know, the best mechanic.
Yeah, and at least he's got to have either fucked up looking knuckles, like he's obviously been busting the fuck out of cars all his life, or he's got to have like a nub.
He just stands there smoking a cigarette and is like, I can tell just by looking at it. You know, and you know, yeah, be able to solve your problem. You know, those questions to ask.
You know what? If a 50-year-old man came to my house and said, "Oh, I heard you had computer problems. Let me fix that." The first thing that I think of when I think of a 50-year-old dude is not, "Hey, come fix my computer."
Yeah. But at the same time, maybe he's been doing it, you know, since computers, you know, came around. And he knows his shit.
No, not buying it.
No.
Hmm. When you think computers, you think of, like, you know, 25, 24.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's unfair.
No, it ain't.
That's profiling, Napier. It's profiling.
Once upon a time when I did tech support, I had this 45 dude, 40, 45-ish, around in there in his 40s, put his 11-year-old daughter on the phone because he didn't understand what was going on. And he let his, not even in a training bra kid, take over the phone call and have his little girl fix his fucking computer for him.
And was she able to do it?
Yeah. We were able to do it.
So you're just saying that old people aren't good with computers?
No, they're not.
That's sad.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? That might be a stereotype. I don't care. It's true.
Yeah.
It's like saying all old people don't know how to drive. They don't. I wouldn't let my grandma drive. My grandma scares me when she drives. I literally clench my asshole so goddamn tight that if I was in an hour-long car ride with her, it would literally seal up like welding the doors into a goddamn car. Well, you don't weld doors into cars, I know that, but...
So, you do that because you're afraid she's going to slam on the brakes and you're going to shit yourself?
No. because my asshole is clenched all the goddamn time from her edging over into the corner, you know, near a guardrail, or getting, you know, really fucking close to another car. And those.
Well, I guess it's about that time. I know that tonight's a big night for you.
Yes, today is the World of Warcraft premiere of the Cataclysms.
What does that mean?
That means that there's a new WoW expansion out. And
so then everybody goes at midnight and buys the new...
Yeah, but you can't play it at midnight.
Why not?
You can buy it at midnight.
Do you buy it on the internet, or do
no,
you...
No, no, you go to a store.
You go to a store and buy it?
But you can't play it until 2 a.m.
So you buy it at midnight,
yeah,
and then you go get Jack in the Box tacos, and you sit around and wait for 2 a.m. Is that so that everybody has time to, like, install it? Or
yeah,
is that
well,
so that, like, the people in California
no.
are on
you,
the same...
You pretty much already have it installed, this game.
So then what do you got to do?
Okay, this is what World of Warcraft does.
Yeah, break it down for me.
This is what they're doing this release.
Okay.
Okay. With all the games that they put out, they do it in patches, like the patch for Cataclysm, which is the new one. You've already got it downloaded on your machine. You've had it downloaded for months.
Yeah.
It's already been on there. So
then what are you buying?
You're buying an upgrade to the other stuff that you have. You've downloaded all of this previously, but you only have access to a certain part of it.
Oh, so you already have it on your machine, you're just buying access to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you got, you know, the discs.
That
so are
do you even
no
have, why do you have to go to, I mean, like, are you buying a disc?
Yeah, you're buying a disc. The disc is meaningless. Absolutely meaningless.
I mean, couldn't, you know, you just... You know, put your credit card number in and hit a button, and they say, "Okay, it's unlocked."
Actually, yes, you can.
Oh.
You can do that.
Huh.
The problem is, this is the problem.
Yeah.
Most people, when they buy video games, they expect a disc.
Yeah.
So they give you the opportunity for the disc, and it has the data on there.
Uh huh.
But it's meaningless.
Okay.
You don't need it. You don't need the disc.
Huh.
You've never needed the discs. You can just download it from their website.
Okay.
So, what you're doing is you're going out there, you're buying this little thing, and you're taking it home, and you take the number off the CD case. You're buying the number that's on the CD case,
mm-hmm.
and then you put that in when you try to log in or you're on your account status.
Ding,
ding.
Yeah,
you're upgraded. Now you've got access to all the new content that you already have on your machine,
but that you weren't able to do anything with.
That you're not able. Yeah, you're not able to do anything.
So I mean, when you're saying content, are you talking about like new levels or?
Yeah, new levels, new professions, new areas. They're in the game. You just can't get to them.
Oh. Huh.
So yeah, that's what this whole thing is. And you're going out there because all popular games have a midnight release where everybody gets together at midnight at 12:01. Everybody gets to buy the game.
So do you go to like a GameStop or
yeah,
something?
At GameStop.
I mean, it wouldn't probably be big enough for like Best Buy, but like
no,
GameStop.
They do those too.
The GameStop, that would be a big deal, I guess.
Yeah, but they also do them like in rural areas where there's not a GameStop.
Yeah.
They'll do them at Target, Walmart, Best Buy, wherever they can get enough interest in it.
Yeah. I'm more of a wait 3 months and get it for $13 kind of guy.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are, and there's no problem with that. But
yeah.
People want to play it the first day because that's when all the competition is. That's when everybody's on there doing it.
So chances are you're going to be up really late tonight.
Yeah, so I won't be at work tomorrow.
Did you, like, put in a vacation day for
yeah,
this?
Yeah, I put in for it. But the problem is, a lot of other people didn't. They didn't put in, and we had to have an email go out to everybody that said...
Like a memo?
Hey. Yeah, like a memo.
Like a company memo.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
For World of Warcraft?
Well, this happens every video game, practically.
Oh,
where
everybody calls in sick?
Well, not everybody, but enough people to where it really fucks them up. To where they just say, "Where the fuck is everybody? Oh, guess what came out today? Call of Duty Black Ops. Oh, I didn't realize that. If I would have known, I wouldn't have showed up. Ha ha, then we wouldn't have had any managers." So a memo goes out, and I assume the person who sent it, I'm not making a comment about it. It was a woman.
Yeah.
Obviously she doesn't give a fuck. These little goddamn things, these fucking men and their goddamn toys, wasting all my goddamn production time playing this goddamn shit, making my numbers look bad and getting my ass chewed out by some other bitch who also doesn't play video games. So
we had look, we just want you to come into work.
Look, we get
it's your fucking job.
We get it, you guys. It's Warcraft, and you can't come in today. But God damn it, if you didn't schedule off, you got to come in. We got you written down here, so we expect you to be in. Why do you not want to make money? Why don't you want to do your job?
Warcraft will be there. I mean, you know, it's not like it's going away.
Do you have to have the most sparkly fucking wizard on the goddamn continent? Are your epics not purple enough? Oh, did you miss out on that 24 slot bag? You little fuckers. If I don't log in on day one, I won't get the bear pet that comes around and follows you with a flag that waves around screaming dicks. I won't get it. I gotta get my in-game bear!
I don't know what that means.
You get an in-game bear, and it follows you around. And if you pay an extra $40, you get a magical flying dragon that follows you around and shits fire. For $40. And it makes noise. It goes, meh, meh. Every time you fucking click on it, it makes the same goddamn four sounds and shits fire randomly. You'll just have it out like, hey guys, look at my dragon pet. I got it too. Yay, collector's edition.
So this was the memo?
Yeah, well, the memo was, show up to fucking work if you're scheduled to work. We understand that it's video game day and that everybody has to call off on video game day, but we still have a company to run. There's still shit to do. You can't call off for every goddamn video game because it's video game day. Well, see you in hell, faggots. Enjoy the World of Warcraft. Play it. Do something. Eat dicks!
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Just a couple of things while we have your ear. The comment line for our podcast is 314-266-9363. Call and give us feedback, comments, topics that you would like us to discuss, whatever you would like. The website is wfodicks.podbean.com. That is our home. You can find us on iTunes. We do have a blog up with occasional updates, pictures, whatever we talk about. Sometimes we will put up reference. That is wfodicks.blogspot.com. We are on Twitter at follow at wfodicks. We're also on Facebook. So become a fan of us on Facebook. All that shit. We're everywhere. So thank you for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you think. Until next time.